This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Sing happy birthday all you want, but be careful in public. It's copyrighted, and you may owe a fee to the copyright owner, Warner Chappell Music, depending on the venue. A filmmaker who used the song wants a federal court to throw out the copyright. A decision is expected soon. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
So I can't even sing happy birthday for this story, which is probably a good thing anyway. But I did find this birthday rendition on YouTube that I think passes muster because it's barely recognizable.
Happy birthday to Mommy. Hi-yo-one, hi-yo-two.
Now, the toddler who sang that unique version of the happy birthday song isn't going to prison. You can sing it at a birthday party without paying a royalty. But if you want to, say, put the song in a movie, you have to pony up.
Warner Chappell charges sometimes $100,000 or more for a major motion picture use of the song.
That's Mark Rifkin, an attorney representing the filmmaker who's suing Warner Chappell Music, claiming the copyright is invalid. I asked Rifkin if he was surprised that the Happy Birthday song was copyrighted.
I sure was. Like most other people, I assumed it was in the public domain.
Filmmakers go to great lengths to avoid the birthday song. Restaurant employees can't sing it either. They've come up with alternatives. If you've ever been to a TGI Fridays, you know what I mean. Yeah, enough of that. But these unique birthday songs do keep restaurants and filmmakers out of trouble. Dan Cryan is Senior Director of Media and Content at the consulting group IHS. He says you can't blame people for avoiding the birthday song.
You know, performing it in a public space, in theory, should incur a fee.
Warner Chappell Music turned down my request for an interview, but I did talk to Judith Dornstein. She's an entertainment attorney who represents artists and production companies. She says whatever you think of the Happy Birthday case, copyrights are an important protection for the entertainment business.
This is somebody's work that it took time and effort to put into. This is their living.
Dornstein says the Happy Birthday case is unique and probably won't set a precedent. But until it's settled, you better be careful about singing it in public. Looks like I won't be singing it to you anytime soon.
Yay!
In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Happy birthday, because my lawyer says it's an example of fair use. Happy birthday to you. From our temporary studio in Montclair State University, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report.